The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Sealed with Chicago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Dunkin' Donuts, Grand Bahama News, Janae's Uniform Center, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, the Right Honorable Hubert A. Ingram Chambers, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday, hot Tuesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well and staying hydrated, because trust me, it is really something out there. Not convince me something ain't wrong. If you want to give us a call, us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259 from the Family Islands. You can call us on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. If you want to listen to us live, the way my mother does, you can listen to us on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's Cable Bahamas, channel 969. I'd love to be able to do that, but ETC? For a long while now. Cannot. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. No, sorry. Cable Bahamas, I can't, because I don't have you. Sorry. BTC, I'd love to do so on 612, but I can't. Can't do it. I was having a conversation with distinguished Bahamian, and we were talking about things. And one of the things mentioned was, you know, each of us has our own experiences, personal experiences. So as we move through the Bahamas, we have like encounters with people, we have encounters with institutions, we have encounters with systems. And that encounter could go good or bad. It could go right or wrong. And it becomes our experience. And it is not uncommon for us to take that encounter we have, or those encounters we have, and we generalize them to the entire system or institution or country, or and that becomes what it is. Can't deny, can't take away the experience you had. Can't take away the experience I had. But my personal experience with someone or someone's, or with a institution or with a company, does not make the reality most often, or for everyone, or for most people, the reality. Right? I walk into a government office and the receptionist is rude. She may be rude, or she may be a rude person, right? And that may be what most people are experiencing encountering her. But it is also true, for whatever reason, maybe that day in that moment, I was the only one or one of the few people who encountered rudeness from her. Yes, she shouldn't be rude anytime, but it wouldn't be fair on the basis of that one encounter for me to say she is a rude person and always rude, and that government offices are always a rude receptionist. I could say, listen, I went to government office on this day, that time, and in that particular receptionist was rude. If that happens to me repeatedly, if I then hear from other people and several other people, and I start to say, you know what, they need to look at this because this could be a systemic problem, a widespread problem for their customers. But we seldom have, well, let me not say that, but it isn't impossible for us to have thoughts about things that reflect the discipline of saying, let me try to describe this as accurately as possible so that I am really operating in the one space I have, which is mine. Because unless you really study an issue, you know, you don't really know what's going on. You don't really know. You don't know. Really, you don't know. You might have some idea. You might have some opinion. You might have some view. But you don't know. And knowing matters. Knowing matters a lot. You don't want to step behind the wheel of a car imagining you could drive. You don't want to dive into a pool imagining you could swim. You don't want to touch a snake you don't know. Oh, it's just a common snake from the Bahamas. They're not dangerous. You want to know. Well, knowing is better than guessing and opining, right? And there are many things we don't know. We don't know a lot of things. Doesn't mean you can't state your view, your point of view. But you got to state it as a point of view, though. When I hear us describe some things in the Bahamas, some of us, it's mind-boggling to me. We have not the discipline to state it in a way that more reflects what you know or believe you know and what actually is the case, since you haven't studied it. Right? It doesn't help us in our dialogue. It doesn't help us in our effort to educate and inform. It doesn't help us when we choose these outlandish statements about things, right? I mean, it may be good for TV. It might be good entertainment. Or it may pander to those whose point of view share that point of view. But it ain't the truth. It's not a fact. And so all you're doing, think about this, right? If I share something that's not true, what am I doing? Am I not peddling lies? Am I not peddling misinformation? And how is it helpful to peddle misinformation? It is decidedly unhelpful Because misinformation can lead people to wrong choices. Wrong choices can lead people to harm themselves or other people or something else untoward. It doesn't mean you can't speak. It just means you have to you develop the intellectual maturity to discipline your tongue, to be able to try to describe the things you're describing as accurately as possible. So let me give you an example. Oh, ain't none of these parties ever do nothing for the Bahamas. Man, come on. Stop talking nonsense. Really? Now, you could say, you know what? To my mind, the way I see it, none of these parties ever do anything. That would still be an ignorant opinion. It would be an ignorant opinion, but it would be yours. And it would be something someone would be less inclined to read. Because if you want to hold on and I want to hold on to an ignorant opinion, then it's fine. And by ignorant, I mean an opinion that is uninformed. It don't sound good to say ignorant, but it's a real word. And it has application in the English language. Right? It has a real application. And when it was established, it wasn't established to offend. It was established to describe a circumstance of not knowing or not being informed. And if someone says, no, none of these parties who's ever governed the Bahamas has done anything for the Bahamas, that would be very ignorant. Because you only have to move around the society and know. There's a National Insurance Board, and whether you agree with some things it does or not, it has been entirely helpful to thousands and thousands of Bahamians. There are schools in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas built by either of the two parties, and they have had teachers hired who have been beneficiaries to many of us. I have been a product of the public school system, and so have hundreds and thousands of us. The University of the Bahamas, the College of the Bahamas, its predecessor, all by these parties. How does it stand as a fact and truth? None of these parties do anything for the Bahamas. Seriously? Because you frustrated in your own life? Your emotions are aroused, and so you dismiss reason and fact to be able to say that that's not helpful. You can say, I am displeased with the governance of the Bahamas today. You could say that, and who could row with you with that? How could somebody say, oh, that's not a fact? What you mean it ain't a fact? It is a fact. I'm displeased with the governance of the Bahamas. I'm displeased with the governance of the Bahamas. You could say that, and no one can argue that. You could say, I would have loved for the government of the Bahamas to do this and do that and to do more of this and do more of that. No one can argue with you about that. You can't tell me. Ain't nobody do nothing in the Bahamas. None of these parties in the last 20, 30, 40 years. None in Grand Bahama in the last 20, 30, 40 years. That does not hold. And you'd say nothing. So it mightn't, some things done mightn't be anything to you, but let me give you an example of something. And this was in the last, say, 20 years in Grand Bahama. When I was Minister of State, in the Ministry of Finance in Grand Bahama, in the Ministry of Finance, taxi drivers used to come to the Ministry of Finance's office in Freeport, make application for their license renewal, and wait for that renewal come from Nassau. Weeks. Did you hear me? It's a taxi. This is his living now. This is how he lives. This is how she lives. Wait from applying Freeport and wait for Nassau to get them, send them license. I don't know what the case is now. I stopped that. I asked him, why would this be necessary? Why would you, a taxi driver, need to wait for a license to be issued to you from Nassau? They say, well, Minister, you know, the setup in right here in Grand Bahama, because we don't have like protective glass for the cashier and blah, to receive money and all that kind of stuff. I said, well, then I talked to the FSA, said, let's make it happen. And we did. And that's what happened. That was something. It wasn't a big deal to, it wasn't a school. It wasn't, but it was a big deal to those who are affected by it. Right? during the Great Recession, right? In Grand Bahama, when we established the Jumpstart program, we provided seed funding for start businesses in Grand Bahama. Fox Imagine Graphics, how they got started in Grand Bahama. That happened in the last 20 years. And that's not the only one. That's a thing. Or a thing done for the police, or a thing done for educators. See, all I'm saying is you can make the statements you make, but you have to be able to make, you would like to ensure that the statements are accurate, reflective of your views, point of views for sure. But still, when we make the statements as fact, then don't expect that if people who are involved, if you say nothing happened in the moms in grandma in the last 20 years between any party, well, there are scores of people who were in a period of time who would like to think, you mean I do nothing, and who may be able to refute that statement. And why wouldn't they? It's not accurate. And that's really the bottom line, is that we can do better in our dialogue. Now, all of us are given some time from time to time to some generalizations. And that's just because, you know, it's a kind of way to be time effective, you know, you don't want to spend time trying to think through all the ways to be accurate. So you say you're trying to generalize because it may be even helpful the argument. Doing that too often and doing that on certain platforms where we are dealing with audiences of all kinds, we have a special duty to try to do better. We should do better. We can still make our points about our disappointments, about our frustrations, about our anxieties. We don't have to be inaccurate in expressing ourselves in that way. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, good for you.
Attention Bahamas, embark on an inspiring voyage with two new books by Hubert Ingram, Our Remarkable Three-Time PM. Learn of his exceptional leadership in steering the nation through local and international storms. These books are a treasure for all Bahamians. Are you into history or seeking inspiration? Then this is a must read. Available at Dungalik, Logos, the National Art Gallery, and Chapter One. Get your copies today. Be inspired by a legacy of wisdom and vision.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them. And the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone, so nobody can know what
some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, warm Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 4224796, or you can WhatsApp me on 4393043. I was supposed to have a guest. He was called away for travel, and he's unable to meet it. So we're going to, you know, we can kind of talk about some things that you may want to talk about. I have a couple of things on, well, let me share myself still, but please feel free to call us. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. I listen to you on 96.9 and the cable goes every 20 minutes for a while, sometimes for hours. Okie dokie. On 96.9, or you mean 969, Cable Bahamas 969. And well, we don't know what's going on there, but maybe management can check with Cable Bahamas and see if there's an issue. Thanks for letting us know. It says, no one can argue with that. Should be restated as no reasonable person would argue with that. It's probably true. So I know some people as late as 1:50 p.m. that would with your first statement. That's true. I agree with you. No one reasonable would. I agree with you 100%. I don't want to make an argument about anything, that's for sure. This Texas Freeport was on its way back, but the city has stalled and uncertainty is making things worse. We need to be bold and creative when it comes to Freeport's partners and where we seek capital to finance new ideas and expansion of current businesses. Miami Fort Lauderdale is overpriced and overcrowded. There is opportunity. Okay, so this is a very interesting statement. You said Freeport was on its way back. On its way back when? When would you say Freeport was on its way back? Mm-hmm. Was it on its way back under the Minnis administration, under the Christie administration, under the Ingram? When was it on its way? So, to put things into some perspective, Freeport's economy has not had any sustained, robust growth since 2000. In 1999, it reached its lowest unemployment level at 6.7 or 9%. Lowest. In 2000, it was around 7 point something, I believe it was. And then in 2001, you know, you had the September 11th, and then and thereafter, everything started to go awry for Freeport with Hurricane Dari, Francis and Jean, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So Freeport hasn't seen good economic times solidly from the 90s. From the 1990s. If you add 2000, that means for 24 years plus, Freeport has had, or so, Freeport has had significant economic challenges. He said, so the question is, when did you see it coming back and back from when? And it stalled. And he said, uncertainty is making things worse. What is that uncertainty? This text says, hi, Mr. Lang, very knowledgeable. Mr. Lang, don't care what you do for some people and still say you ain't do nothing. They still say you ain't do nothing. But I can tell you one thing. They better thank God for Sir Lyndon Pinling, for NIB, because plenty of us would be starving. Yep. Still get them a couple of dollars to help. I'm sure. Still get them a couple of dollars. You see, we many of us, I would dare say, most of us, I dare say it, I mean, I could be wrong, but most of us, you know, we are animated speakers. We are animated speakers. We speak, we can be quite passionate about the things we think and feel. Passionate. I remember, I know on occasions where me and the Bahamians were like arguing or debating either sports or politics or religion in front of our foreign colleagues, and they thought we was going to come to blows. Now, nothing in our hearts even would hint at that, but that's how they saw it because of how animated we tended to be. And in that animation, we can be given to all kinds of exaggerations, you know, generalizations, you know, outlandish arguments. And it leads to, it can, you know, it can lead to just all kinds of misinformation. And we get offended sometimes when we are challenged to evidence what it is we are saying. You say, we say, okay, so let's take some examples. Let's take some examples. Bahamas is not a prosperous country. That's a statement. Please, somebody produce for me evidence that the Bahamas is not a prosperous country. Produce the evidence. Know how you feel about yourself. Or maybe your friend or your uncle, your aunt, or your mommy or daddy, or somebody around the corner, and a couple of them, or so a few of them, or a number of them. I'm saying the statement about Bahamas is not a prosperous country. Evidence that for me. Let me give you another one. The Bahamas is a backward country. It's a backward country. Evidence that for me, please. You can see the text coming in right now. Evidence that for me. Now we're talking about the country now. So if you text here and you call here and you say, oh, Mr. Lang, well, this happened to me recently. No. That you had a backward example or experience. I'm saying evidence for me that the Bahamas is a backward country. And you got to then explain what backward means. Go ahead, please. Somebody, I'm giving you time. You want the numbers again? 323-6232. Or 325-4316 or 325-4259. you are from Family Islands, 242-300-5720. If you want to text us, 422-479, and WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are evidencing that the Bahamas is not prosperous and that the Bahamas is a good country. I can give you another one. Evidence for me that the Bahamas' school system has a D average. Evidence that for me. And now many of y'all, you call shows, you talk all day long on these things. Evidence those things for me, please. Evidence them. You're in court. And the judge requires you to produce evidence to support that statement. Those statements. Go ahead. Thanks, Mr. Lang. At which point do you think government noticed a dip in support? And why do governments always seem to know when they have lost touch or is out of why do governments always seem to know when they have lost touch or is out of touch with the people? You're saying they seem to know? So everywhere you go, people complaining. Is it when people say, well, we're gonna lose a few seats? Every government I see say this was defeated. I'm not sure your question, because I don't know if you're saying, how is it that all governments seem to know when they've lost touch? Well, I tell you this much. You don't mind the front we put on, okay? We're not gonna, no party's leader or senior people are going to go in the public arena in the press or at a rally and say, ladies and gentlemen, we are losing this election. We are out of touch with the people. They're not gonna do that. But they are like you. They go around and they know, let me tell you how they know. They, first of all, they could see where the cuss meter has gone up. What's the cuss meter? They're getting cussed by morbid people as they move around. That's the cuss meter. They also know where the frown meter has gone up. What does that mean? Oh, they know where more people are frowning when they see them than before. They know that. And then they know the kind of ignoring meter, where the people start to ignore you. And then they know the last and the most deadly of all the meter registration you could get. They know the silence meter. They know that when people go silent and stop complaining, dog has eaten your lunch. So political parties, politicians are not stupid. They could sense when the atmosphere has changed on them. They ain't gonna tell you that. And they ain't even gonna tell their supporters that. Their supporters may be telling them, but listen, the people are angry, you know. And they can tell them, that's just FNM people or that's just PIP people, blah, 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 blah. But they know in their heart of hearts, oh, boy, we got work to do and this ain't looking good or something. They know. They just got to eat, but you got to do what you got to do if you want to stay in. You got to do what you got to do if you want to get in. Huh? So y'all remember them 2 meters. Y'all don't even have to remember those meters. Y'all use those meters. Fuss, frown, ignore, silence. Yeah. It's just like stuff was happening in relationships. If you and your partner in a relationship and you're still rowing, boy, you have a chance. If they're complaining about what you do and not complaining about who you are, you have a chance. There's a difference. And people complaining about what you do versus people complaining about who you are, that's a difference there. And people start to frown, showing disgust, oh, it's getting late in the hour. Then when you see people start to ignore you, oh boy, something's coming. When they go silent on you, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to See Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, send me
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pension. rfgroup.com/empower.
The car?
I marched the car. The lady run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-616 or 325-4259. You can call us on from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I was intrigued. I really, really was intrigued. Maybe y'all can help me with this. I was intrigued today listening to a news report about Prime Minister Davis's comments while attending a meeting in Freeport, he was commenting about something that he said, the former prime minister said, when he said that he was calling an early election. This is Dr. Minnis said that he was calling an early election because they had some tough, hard decisions to make. So I recall something along those lines from where the former prime minister said something about that. And so the Prime Minister Davis said, well, the decision could only be hard if you don't know what you're doing, if you are incompetent. So, but I was intrigued by both sets of things because they raised some questions for me. What were the hard decisions that Dr. Minnis felt needed to be made, requiring a new mandate, so that he went to election. What were these hard decisions? If any of you could recall. What were the hard decisions? Then, since we came to office, since we changed government and Progressive Liberal Party and Prime Minister Davis came to office, the question is, what would you regard as hard decisions made by Prime Minister Davis? What are the hard decisions? One of the decisions the Prime Minister said he made was cutting VAT. He said he was told by the IMF that he should be raising taxes and not cutting taxes, but he chose to cut taxes by cutting VAT from 12%. To 10%. And he said, and despite what they said, he said revenue is up. Now, it is true. It is definitely true that VAT was cut from 12% to 10%. But it is also true that VAT was put from 0% to 10% on a number of items. And it shouldn't be taken lightly, those items, because the financial secretary said that the restaurants and other places who benefited from the zero rate on those items, those so-called breadbasket items, you know, weren't the ones for whom that was intended. So you had all these restaurants benefiting from that. And so if that was true, that meant that was substantial revenue to be had from taking the VAT from zero for them to 10%, right? And on the medical stuff and insurance stuff and what have you, right? The gaming people get VAT. A number of fees went up. Yeah, so, you know, and the economy was recovering from a very low top base, right? You turn the economy down, it wasn't broken, it was turned down. When it was then opened back up, which started prior to the change in government, you had a robust recovery because there was a lot of pent-up demand across the board. And so that would have buoyed VAT revenues, right? So I think there's a story, but that's not the whole story about the revenue. But was that one of the hard decisions? Cutting VAT? Is that one of the hard ones? What else was a hard decision? What hard decisions do you think have been made in the last 3 years? What were the hard decisions Dr. Minnis was trying to make, but by getting a new mandate? Anybody could think of them? Think of what would you regard as a hard decision that was. See, I'm listening to the language and I am trying to understand the language. It's important, necessary to understand the language, because in the end, governance is about decision making. Right? And so I'm trying to understand. We have this back and forth. I mean, Prime Minister in that same newscast criticized the Minnis administration for closing the economy down. I mean, criticized him for closing the economy down. The United Nations observed in its April 2020 monthly briefing that almost 100 countries in the world closed its borders and reduced economic movement and so forth in response to COVID-19. Almost 100 stores so out of step. Was I to conclude? I mean, and I am deadly serious. Am I to conclude that had Prime Minister Davis been Prime Minister of the Bahamas, he would not have reduced he would not have closed the Bahamian border during COVID-19 in those early days in particular? I would honestly, if I were interviewing the Prime Minister, I would ask him that question. Prime Minister, knowing what you know, because you were here during COVID, you were here, would you have kept the Bahamas' border open to tourists? Would you have done that? See, let's be honest now. It's always hindsight is always 2020, right? And even in hindsight, Trivago, Sean Lang cannot see that that would have been the way to go in those early stages. I couldn't fathom a thinking where all of your medical experts, pretty much who you rely upon for health, public health advice, will say, no, we have to shut these borders down. We have to do this. Because in the early stages, they were the ones who were guiding policy for sure. And I could not see me in that position saying, no, I don't buy you. No, we're not closing no border down. I'd love to know, Prime Minister Davis, would you have closed the border down? You would not. You would have been letting tourists come in? Really? Even the tourists who being locked down in the country. Y'all remember when I don't know if y'all saw it, there was a report on the hush in the whole world. They said the planet had become so quiet. The planet had become so quiet that you were hearing sounds in the earth that were not heard before. Not clearly in the way that it's been. I remember moving through Nassau and I said, this is so, actually it was beautiful, but it was so eerie. And so, the criticism was you closed the economy down. You shut, as if that was incompetence. Man, listen to me. I would disagree with Dr. Minnis on many things as prime minister, but shutting the border down, I would not regard as an incompetent move, especially when I know it was guided by medical and health professionals. I know that for a fact. Right? So, what were the hard decisions to be made? That was a hard one, shutting border down. That was a hard decision. Very hard decision, and they made it. When, by the time as the government had changed, the prime minister those did not have to make that decision about opening up the borders, did not. It was already opened. Tourists were already coming in. Planes were coming in. There were no restrictions on movement in and out of the country. None whatsoever by the time as the election came around. And any residual curfew that was left was supposed to be ended in November, during the election, September, October, November. That was the announcement made. So hard decisions had already been made insofar as the pandemic was concerned. This text says, you are right with your analysis of when voters disconnect. This is what is happening in Grand Bahama. The government MPs are getting frowns and silence when they make themselves available in communities. People used to press in crowds to speak to the government MPs when they were in public. Now they walk around and no one comes out to complain or even thank them. There are no more lines at their constituency offices. There are no more lines at their government offices. When you call now, their assistants immediately say, hold, let me get them for you, rather than no answer. When you see them in public, they move towards you rather than run away. How things have changed over the last 35 months. The PM has come to Grand Bahama to say he personally will make sure things they promised will get done. He emphasized that the things promised fell through the cracks. Okay. Listening to Z-Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
Everybody, come take my hand, we'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, send you know that you're not alone, holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, in addition to criticizing the Minnis administration for closing the border, I also heard that, you know, it was said, and 500 people died under their watch. 500 people die. Let me ask, if you are a medical professional out there, especially if you are involved with public health, right? Would you suggest that had we not turned the economy down and closed our border as we did, less than 500 people would have died? I recall that even when movements happened within the country, the trackers could trace COVID spread to events like conferences and parties and weddings and so forth and so forth. They could actually do that. So we open up our borders and say, come in, tourists, wherever you're coming from. And we would have had less than 500 people died, and we could blame 500 deaths on the policy decisions of the former administration. Really? You have a call on the line. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z Live.
What's happening, guy?
Man, the heat is on. The heat is on.
You telling me, buddy.
The only thing I could think about with Minnis and Davis, because Minnis started and Davis trying to finish it off, is legalizing weed for medicinal and recreation use. That's the only thing. This is big decision with both of them, I think.
I give you that could be, could have been considered a hard political decision. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is what I called you for, Z. See, I don't know if you could remember. I want you to see if you could remember. I know it was this year. It was 6-7 months ago. I say, Z, when you pick up Xavier from school and you reach home and you done fry it on your jack and your crab back with your peas and rice, because no side, you don't like mayonnaise. Might be one or two planting on the side. And I say, when you sit down in the front of the TV and turn on the Bloomberg report and have your AC on, if you scare, beep, the current go off for 8 to 7 hours. You say, no, but we don't go to that. We don't have that. You didn't knock on the door. That's what happened.
Yeah.
you didn't knock on the wood?
Yeah, that's true. I didn't knock on the wood.
Yeah, you ain't knock on the wood when I asked you that, because now I hear you out here. Mine is frequently going off now, man, for a couple of hours.
Let me say.
And people were testing yesterday and saying they paying and going up and instead getting like Nassau now, like us, 8 off for 7 and 8 hours load share.
Yeah,
you all don't have to go to that.
I never experienced 7 or 8 hours, but 2 or 3, 4 hours. Yeah, it is unusual.
A lot lately now.
Yeah, it is. Lately, it's really unusual. I don't know what Grandmama Power dealing with. The last time it happened, I heard it was something to do with lightning. My understanding is, this is what I'm told. I'm told that since the hurricane, because of the hurricane, they lost so much equipment because they didn't have enough sensitivity to, devices that were sensitive enough to shut the thing down before the damage happened. So now they've been lightning now anywhere in the area, boom, she shuts off.
Okay,
that's what I'm told.
If you think it was infrastructure problem now, or
no. Well, I don't know, but this is what I'm told. It's a question of having these devices now that are more sensitive and what have you. But let me tell you all something. While you're complaining about power costs in New Providence and think that's the only place, or because of EPR, let me tell you something, boy. Dealing with the power companies, the cost ain't no light issue if you are a resident or small business in Freeport. That's a reality.
Yeah, what happened is Freeport Power, like they get the BPL bug. What happened? They get the BPL bug. So right now, welcome to the club. That's something that we've been going through for the last 10, 15 years.
Let me let me knock on wood that it don't get no worse.
Yeah, because you didn't do it the first time.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Yeah, we can leak. All right, brother.
Yeah, man. Take care, bro. This text is, Mr. Lang, the PM made those statements in a political setting, and therefore I can understand the spin, only wholeheartedly with what was said. In our reality, we all feel the effects of the hard decision in our pockets, and no spin can change that. The honeymoon is over. I accept that it was made in a political context, but, you know, I am going to say this and, you know, take it for what it's worth. The political dynamics in the Bahamas does not know how it continues to undermine the institution of politics in the Bahamas. Okay, all of these, see when we make statements that, let me just say it like this. When we make generous statements about what the other people did or did not do, and the other people make generous statements about what we did or did not do, all the public is saying is, you can't trust none of them. You can't, yeah, you see, they're all incompetent. We don't benefit. If we have genuine policy dialogue that says, you know, I would have instead done this way. And, you know, I could see why you went the direction you went, but I would not have gone in that direction for these reasons. Now you are asking people to intellectualize with you. You're not asking people to draw on their angst, anguish, dislike for personalities and persons and people and groups, and or just to absorb their partisan connections and then use that as the rationale for determining whether to agree or disagree with something. And I'm not blaming the Davis administration, the Minnis administration. This has been part and parcel of our politics for a long time, and it's no wonder there is a great deal of cynicism built up in our politics. A great deal of cynicism. Can I tell you something? I can tell you something. You'll take this to the bank. When cynicism is ripe, manipulation wins. say, Muff is make his kill me. Say you ain't not. No, he right. I ain't not on wood. And I, Ryan, you're telling people, number, that's cut the light off. That's cut the power off. Power just going off. This text says, good afternoon. Nero is talking out of his wazoo. Why is he still talking about what the previous government did 3 years since he became the PM? Well, you go inside these groups of your see. Think about it, right? If you go to your political supporters, let's say you're in Grand Bahama, you go to your political supporters. If you want to rally them, right? Because rallying means you want to motivate them, become upbeat, right? What would you have to do? You would have to confirm to them all the great things you have done, right? That's what you would have to do. Listen, we have done this, we have done that, we have done that. And then you say, and then we can do this next, and we can do that next. And that would rally people. People go, oh my goodness, we got jobs coming, we got houses coming, we got whole hospital coming, we got this coming, we got that coming, we got next thing. And we've seen for 3 years this happening and that happening and the next thing happening and so forth and so forth, and people are rallied. If that is not as a prominent possibility, then you have to do the next thing. You have to tell people why they are better off than what they had before. So it doesn't become about whether you're doing grand things. It becomes about how what you're doing is not as terrible as what the other people have done. And that's the nature of things. That's how the dialogue would tend oftentimes to go. Now, in the context of the PM, I think that he would have been able to talk to his supporters about you know, Carnival Cruise thing happening, which is a legacy project, meaning it's administration, but it is happening nonetheless under his administration. And so he has a right to view that as something happening under his tenure. Same thing with the Grand Bahama Shipyard expansion. You could talk to them and improvements in the education results, etc. And so he would have been able to talk about ministers, and he would have been able to talk about some things that they are doing. Whether or not his supporters are rallied by that is something they will have to gauge and see. But I was fascinated listening to the pandemic comments, because I thought that in context of the use of the word incompetent. By the way, Prime Minister said that, you know, things are only hard when you don't know what you're doing. He said things are only hard when you're not competent. That's not true. I mean, not altogether. Things certainly can be hard if you're incompetent or you don't know. But I can tell you, let me give you an example. Some of the greatest minds in the world worked on creating the nuclear bomb. It's hard. Were they ignorant or incompetent? No, they were the best in their fields. But it was the task that was hard. It required a lot of calculations, a lot of computations, a lot of considerations, a lot of judgments, and some things are like that. All right, a brain surgeon will tell you, ask a brain surgeon if doing surgery on the brain is easy or hard. And would anybody let an incompetent, ignorant person do surgery on somebody's brain? No, you have to be competent to do that. But they will tell you. I've watched documentaries where heart surgeries were being done on babies, on infants. When I watched the doctor who had done multiple heart surgeries with multiple people agonizing over the difficulty of doing this. He said the vessels are so small, that this is the nature of the task sometimes can be so complex. And you could be competent, you could be very knowledgeable, and it's still hard. Can I say to you, growing an economy so that people broadly prosper is very hard. Maybe that's why we haven't been able to do it so steadily ourselves or at our will, because it is not easy to do. It has many moving parts. It has many, many considerations. It has many things that are not under the control of a government. Let me tell you another thing. Controlling inflation is very hard, especially when you are not the producer of it. No, it's not. If you are incompetent and if you don't know, many things could be hard for you. But things being hard doesn't mean it's hard because you're incompetent or you don't know. There are some hard things in this world to achieve and accomplish. That's the reality. You just look at this country. How come we can't get the murder rate down? Let's not even be overly ambitious. How come we can't get the murder rate down below 100 on a sustained basis? Someone tell me. Why can't we do that? And this is not the Davis administration. If you believe it. The Davis administration hasn't been able to do it. The Minnis administration couldn't do it. The Ingram administration couldn't do it. The Christie administration couldn't do it. Couldn't do it. Why? Ignorance? Incompetence? Or is it hard? Why God couldn't stop Cain from killing Abel? Or Eve from listening to the serpent? Or men from filling the earth with violence so that he had to bring a flood? Why? Is God ignorant and incompetent?
And the Bible even says, is there anything too hard for God? Well, apparently it's very hard for God to stop a man from going against, from exercising his will. Apparently, maybe. Or maybe he just won't do it. Right? So there are some things that the complexity of those things can make even the competent find difficulty. There is a math problem that has yet to be solved. And the most brilliant mathematicians in the world keep working on it. There have been math problems that have been very difficult to be solved. And the most brilliant in the world couldn't solve them. There are chess players in the world, brilliant chess players, who in the face of the best chess player can't beat them. Why? Because it's hard. Not because they're incompetent or ignorant. They just say, because it's hard. See, get mad with me. Please. Get mad with me. I keep telling you, 56 years old. I'm getting older every day. If you take something from me, God is my provider. I just have to do what I have to do. If you give something to me, God is my provider. I do what I have to do. So I cannot be worried. I am on a mission to help inform, educate, bring up the people I speak with every day. I don't want to waste my time on the radio today or any day. I love to have fun sometimes, you know, because you need a lighter movement sometimes. But I don't want to waste my time. I really don't. We have to change the way we speak to each other, speak about each other in the political arena and about the things we do. We are doing immense harm to the institution of governance in the Bahamas when we keep talking this partisan political talk in the way that we talk it, so that it misleads people about what actually has happened in the arena of governance. And all the sides do it. Y'all ain't do nothing since you come to office. That's not true. You know that's not true. You know it's not true. You could say you did this, you did that, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, or you did this and it was done terribly. You could do that. Y'all ain't do nothing. Come on, man. And then when you come to office, 3 years and y'all ain't do nothing. Yeah, but y'all didn't do nothing too. I want this to listen in public. This is the listening public listening to this dialogue now. And I want you all to listen to it. This is the listening public listening to that dialogue. Yeah. But when you all was in office, you all did this corrupt thing, that corrupt thing. You all did that. You all didn't do nothing. You all didn't do then government change. Oh, when you all was in office, you all did this corrupt thing, that corrupt thing. Public watching this play itself out. And then I want you to think about how many of them walk away going, oh, how inspired I am to support the institution of governance in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. I'm so inspired now. I'm so motivated to go out there and just get going with things. Oh man, this is great. No, it does injury to the institution. It'd be much better for people to hear enlightened debate about the content and ideas of our choices to govern. Be better. I mean, you have some light moments where you try hit somebody like that. But I mean, it's just something. Just saying. I'm just saying. We think we're being cute, and I'm sure in ways our like that. Because, you know, when you're in opposition, you just catch hell for not rowing hard, not accusing hard, and all that kind of stuff. So sometimes the opposition parties feel pressed to say outlandish nonsense about what the government is or is not doing. And the government sometimes, in the face of not having anything very positive to report on, got to try to remind people, you know why y'all left? Just because them folks are so terrible. Why? In hopes that
you put your eyes on that bad experience you thought you had under the other people and say, yeah, you know, I'm so grateful. I have this crew now. In the meantime, people going, Peter, Paul, six dozen, half a dozen, potato, patata, what doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Start your mornings at Burger King Nassau with the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo. Enjoy a buttery croissant with your choice of ham, sausage, or bacon along with eggs, red onions, and a tropical sauce. The new Independence Croissant Sandwich comes with BK's classic hash browns and your choice of tea, coffee, or orange juice. Don't miss out on the new Independence Croissant Sandwich Combo, available all month long at Burger King Nassau. Happy Independence, Bahamas.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup. For strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
Shop early to get your uniforms and catch Janae's Uniform Center's buy four, get one free sale. Pre-monogrammed and regular school shirts, dry fit and cotton polos, jumpers, skirts, boys' long and short pants, PE shorts, underclothes, tights, socks, neckties, belts, sleeping mats, hair accessories, and character work desk. Get 50% off backpacks, lunch bags, and raincoats. Buy four school shirts, get one free. Buy two skirts, jumpers, or pants, get the third 50% off. Need embroidery and monogramming done? Visit Janae's Uniform Center early. Beat the back-to-school rush. Janae's Chesapeake Road back-to-school special. Restrictions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful, warm Tuesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on any of the following numbers. You can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. It's 325-4259. You from the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us at 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I see that the people in Eleuthera are being told that they will get a 50% rebate for their power challenges, and this was announced by the minister. Well, yesterday somebody on the show called in and asked what would be done for those people, and shouldn't they get some kind of, you know, some kind of relief because of it. And apparently now the government is saying a 50% 50% rebate. Now, rebate means if you pay your power bill, you get half of it back. So I'm sure they won't argue with that, which means that BPL already put out some money. Be interesting to see those bills, though, right? Because if your power is out frequently, then you ain't using the power, which means the bill shouldn't be that high, which means your rebate shouldn't be that much. Is that reasonable? What I just said? You're complaining that the power out frequently and for extended periods of time, so which means you can't be billed for those periods of time. So if you therefore, let's say it's half the time and your bill was $200, so you should be billed $100, right? And then the government would then be giving you a rebate based on what? So you get 50% of the $100, so then now you pay 50. It's something for the discomfort that those people in Luther have been suffering, and they took to the streets to protest about what was happening. And let me tell you something. If you take into the streets in this heat protest, you must really be frustrated. Because I could honestly tell you, unless y'all are having a protest at 5 o'clock in the morning for 1 hour, maybe two, or 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at the night, I think I will pass, because this heat is frightening. And I say that with, and I'm not even joking, frightening what this heat is. So there must be a great deal of frustration that people have to take to the streets to protest the extent of their power outage. Some considerations being given to how they might be provided with some relief in the face of what they've been suffering. Now, that don't bring an end to the issue, right? They want the power supplied with consistency and regularity. But at least something is coming and going to happen in the face of the discomfort and disadvantage that they're facing. Show says, great show as usual. If someone protests in this heat, they voting the next direction. Them people super mad. Buddy, you know what? You know, it's very hot. It's very hot. You know, there's the heat, and there's what it feels like. Right? And here's the problem. Say you take Freeport, the temperature is 32 degrees. Isn't that boiling point? Yeah, 32 degrees Celsius is boiling point, right? And the humidity is 76%. The boiling point of water, it's 100 degrees Celsius. Yeah, 212 degrees Fahrenheit. Dang. And I know you could fry egg on the floor. That's how bad it is. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I heard the Prime Minister mention that by the way, let me step back a little bit. So no one has provided me with evidence that the Bahamas is not a prosperous country. No one has provided me with evidence that the Bahamas is a backward country. And what was the third thing now? That I asked for, evidence for. Oh, that the Bahamas has a D average. No one. I have lots of listeners. I have lots of people that listen to the show of all kinds of educational standing. No one can send me something, evidence, any one of those things. None? Okay. Right. This year's exam results showed improvements. I'm eager to see what the results are. Improvements for our students in their examinations are always is always positive news. It would be interesting to see what and where those improvements are. And the good thing is if we identify those improvements and can identify what has been done to produce those improvements, and we know we can continue along those lines. The question is, are these improvements born of the distance we have from the troubling circumstances of COVID, or are they improvements relative to where we were pre-COVID? That's the question. Year-to-year improvement would mean 24 over 23. But then 23 would reflect 22, which would reflect the lingering consequences of 21, and so forth and so forth, right? So how are the results relative to pre-COVID versus results year-to-year since COVID? Both would be cause for celebration, mind you. Let's be clear. So no, I know people might know if you have improvements 2024 over 2023, excellent, wonderful. Congratulations to our students. But in terms of an analysis of where we are and what we're doing, you know, maybe we've just seen the mitigation of some of the COVID-related pandemic effects on education. Versus, no, we're leapfrogging even those to maybe making improvements over some of the factors that were holding children back in COVID, which would be wonderful for the country as a whole. So whenever education releases the results, we'll be here to discuss some of those and see what conclusions can be drawn, if any. But so far, the Prime Minister was thrilled, he said, by those results. And I don't have any qualms in saying that I believe that Glenys Anna Martin is a very good Minister of Education. I think she's focused on the task. You know, if you all notice, Glenys Anna Martin is not in the press a lot doing this, that, and next thing, but she's in that place working, right? Whether it's on policy matters or research matters or technical matters and so forth. And let me tell you something, I know her from my own interactions with her over the years. a no-nonsense person, right? You can get along well with her, but she wants the results she wants. She keeps her eyes on the prize. And if you're doing something for she have no problem picking up the phone and saying, listen, where are we with this, where are we with that, and so forth and so forth. And that's what you need in a political directorate. You need someone whose eyes are on prize and who stays on task and stays on message, doesn't get easily distracted. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see positive results in education because I know that she is a focused minister and an industrious one. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take our final break. When we come back, we'll wrap up. See you after the break.
Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day to day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The car?
I ain't marched the car. The lady who run into me marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Beat the heat with Dunkin's Happy Hour Coladas and enjoy a refreshing medium colada for just $4. Dive into fun, refreshing flavors like strawberry, blue raspberry, and vanilla bean. Feeling adventurous? Try our frozen chocolate or frozen coffee. Whatever your choice, we've got the perfect cool down treat. Hot temperatures call for frozen drinks. So swing by Dunkin' from 4 to 6 p.m. and pick up a medium colada for only $4. Dunkin' Happy Hour. Sip, smile, and stay cool only at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabab Agolang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. If you want to call us in these remaining moments of the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. Imagine one day that FNM, the PLP, joined by the other people, the DNA and the CYI and all them, having a political dialogue in which the data leads. Imagine that. Imagine what that would be like for you as a consuming voter. When I say to you, sir, that in the time you've been in office, electricity base rate was X cents. From that time to now, it is now X plus Y cents. X minus Y cents. The fuel surcharge when you came to office was X cents. Since that time, so forth and so forth. Might we look at other data, sir? Can I say to you that when you came to office, the infant mortality rate in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas was X? Can I tell you now, sir, that infant mortality rate was X plus? And our understanding is from the medical experts that is driven by these set of circumstances which are within your control. That if the government had, this could have been the case. And you having that dialogue and people get to say, wow, okay. And might I also indicate that if I come to office, X, Y, and Z will happen. To try and ensure that we move this here metric from that to that. We think we could do it in about, reduce it by about a quarter in 4 years. We doubt we can do it in the full term. We can reduce it by more than that in full term. But this is what we believe is doable. Wow. Really now? Now you mean you have a public that has has something to keep their eyes on. Nice. Right? And that would be helpful for the Bahamas. What is not going to be helpful for the Bahamas is a trend I get to see from time to time, which is that we speak rather disparagingly of each other, speak of each other's performance, nefarious motives, corrupt conduct, and the like. Mind you now, if there's evidence for nefarious behavior and corrupt practices and so forth, and that should be called out, no question about that. But we should not be gratuitous about those kinds of things and expect still
that it will not wear on the public's sense of confidence in our system, you know? And I believe the most valuable asset to the government of any country, what do you think the most valuable asset is? What would be any government in a country? It will be decidedly helpful indirectly to the politician, but it would be helpful to the government. What do you think that is? You know what it is? It is the confidence of the public. The confidence of the public in the institutions of government. That people could lay their head down at night knowing that these institutions, led by these political directorates and the civil servants that support their efforts, are focused upon our interest, are in pursuit of that interest with dedication, and are operating and behaving in a way that gives me comfort every day that they not only do the right thing, to do the right thing. Confidence. See, even if you get results for people, but you get results in ways that lower their confidence in you, it doesn't help governance to be sustainable. Maybe the corrupt few who benefit from such results, but generally people want to believe that their government is acting all right. Texas, Mr. Lang, they are scared of debate. I don't think so. I don't think the politicians in the Bahamas are afraid of debate. I don't think they're afraid of debate because I think politicians love to be able to go back and forth and tell you how when you all were in office, oh, you ain't know what you're talking about because people know this about you, people know that about you. Oh, you boy, you wait and see. Keep talking. Mm-hmm. What about this? What about that? To intimidate you because they don't mind that though. They don't mind doing that at all. What is more challenging is what I have been talking about, where you have to actually do the work to study the case, to present in the way that I said. But now be careful, because sometimes what politicians are doing is serving up buffet they believe you desire. Okay? In their mind, oh, ain't nobody interested in no bunch of data. Ain't nobody interested in no bunch of logic, no bunch of policy talk. He wants you to put it on them. Put it on them. And that's sufficient. And so, if they believe that that is what it takes to win, well, why not? You can't ignore the consumer. You can't ignore the voters' appetite for, unless your conscience tells you, unless your own personal convictions tell you, I'm not prepared to go down that road. I'm not prepared to be that person. I don't have a man doing the little political thing, but I don't want that to be the dominant character of the way I perform in the political arena. But that has to be inside of you to not want to go there, not want to be that. Otherwise, you get up there and do what everybody else is doing. Them, they do nothing for this constituency when they was in office. Nothing. What they do for y'all? Nothing. All these years, they do nothing for y'all. Mind you, get brand new school built, brand new clinic built, but they ain't do nothing for y'all. They're supposed to do that for y'all. Ah, boy, ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. God bless you, and Next time, if he spares life, we'll talk to you then. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shibago Lang, your host. Take care. Come take my hand. Come take my hand.